A former Irish prime minister who was involved in the Northern Ireland peace process has a new job in Washington. John Bruton is now the European Union's ambassador to the United States. He presented his credentials to President Bush late last week, and his appointment is raising hopes for a fresh start in transatlantic relations badly damaged by the war in Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Ambassador Bruton certainly has his work cut out to improve the atmosphere in U.S.-European ties. He seems ready to try anything to strike up a relationship with President Bush, even pointing out that he's an honorary Texan.
I had traced some of my post-famine relatives who had left Ireland in the 1850s, and one of them, who comes from Temple in Texas, Jim Brereton, had made representations through his local state senator to the then governor that his cousin, who was prime minister of Ireland, should be made an honorary Texan. So I'm an honorary Texan.
And that's not all.
I'm an ambassador of agriculture of North Carolina, an honorary citizen of Sioux City, Iowa, and a general of Washington State.
Bruton already seems to be making a smooth transition from a free-speaking politician to careful diplomat. He's careful not to pin all the blame for the recent breakdown in U.S.-European relations on Washington.
Part of the reason why the Iraq issue became so difficult, both transatlantically and within Europe, is that it's an issue that seemed to come on the agenda rather quickly. And also at a time when EU foreign policy institutions were not properly established or fully established. Europeans have learned a lot from the last 2 years.
President Bush plans to visit the European Union in late February. Bruton sees this as a chance to make a fresh start on everything from trade issues to the Israeli-Palestinian peace process.
And I think those positive topics will be more than sufficient to absorb the time without any undue emphasis on retrospection.
Critics of the Bush administration say the effort to reach out to Europe is simply based on rhetoric, not on changes in policies, but that doesn't seem to deter Bruton, who plans to build on his relations with members of Congress and try some personal diplomacy with the man who made him a Texan, President George Bush. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.